David, are you happy how pre-season's going? We've had, since we last spoke, I think three games away to Dundella and Killyleagh and Larne.
Yes, no, pleased the way it's going. Obviously, we're carrying a couple of little knocks. That's the only frustrating thing where you can't get the, probably mainly defenders, where you can't sort of push them too hard, especially after the Cork game, because I felt we put a lot into the two games and the couple of weeks leading into the two games. So you sort of had to sort of tone it down a touch for two or three of them. But hopefully come the start of the season, they'll be raring to go. Pleased that we're winning games, and you know, starting to score a few goals. I was pleased with the strikers scoring a couple of goals the other night, because you always want your strikers to score goals. I was pleased with Paul Smith, his all-round performance. It's a big season for Paul this year, coming back. A lot of people will be well aware of him now, whereas last year they were you know, they were unsure about him. So they'll be making you know, it hard for Paul. And again, sometimes when he comes back, he was on such a high being away with an Northern Ireland team. Sometimes it might take him 2 or 3 weeks to settle down, which it probably has done. But you know, he'll be a big player for us this year.
You've had a few trialists in over the last few games. I think it was Aaron Duke, Josh Carson. You know, it's a busy time looking at players, dealing with players' agents, inquiries, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's non-stop pre-season. It's a frustrating time, to be honest, because you know, I'm one probably like the supporters, where you live for your Saturday, Wednesday, Saturdays, and you know your routine, you know where you're at. Obviously, the pre-season times, it's tough on the players to work hard, but the players that have come in, you know, obviously Josh was on trial. I think he's maybe went back to England or Scotland to have a look at something there for him. Aaron Duke came back from Dundee United, so we are out there trying to sort of have a look to see what there is. And again, with the players that have come in, that I've brought into the club, hopefully I'll make us better, but you know, we're always searching. Don't get me wrong, you know, every single day you're sort of thinking what might come up, or who might be coming home, or who might become available. So again, like I said, the fans, hopefully before the start of the season, we'll you know, have players in.
We're back in action tonight, a tough game against the Wilders, who have done well over the last few seasons, and then on Saturday I think we go to Tully Vallon, where you have the honour of opening the pitch, and there's a great deal of excitement down in rural South Armagh, I believe.
Yes, no, looking forward to that. I say that's one for the club. I say to go down to South Armagh and represent Linfield, especially as manager, to manage this club's a huge honour. It's a huge honour that, you know, that I am fully aware of my responsibility. So I'm looking forward to that one. It's one for, as I said, the club. We can go down there and hopefully enjoy the day. I'm sure they'll have the red carpets for us out down there. We're the biggest club, and I keep saying we're the biggest club, and we've got the best supporters. So I hope you know, they get the turnout they deserve down there. Tonight's game at the Wilders, again, it's a club that I really have sort of held in high esteem, the Wilders, over the years. Again, Gary Smith's done a terrific job down there, and some of the players have sort of left. Obviously, we took Michael last year. Some of the other players haven't done, but it's always been a club with great tradition, great support. And, you know, it's a game that it'll be a tough game, that's for sure. And I'm sure they'll want it to be competitive. I'll want it to be competitive. So hopefully it'll be a good game.
Three signings so far. You must be delighted with Roy Carroll, Sammy Clingan, and young Cameron Stewart.
Yes, no, Cameron's sort of come in under the radar a little bit. So Cameron had sort of signed a little while ago, but you know, it wasn't one of them where, you know, you want to talk about him. He wanted to come in, he wanted to train, he wanted to have a look at it. And I think he'll be a good player for this club. He's signed for 12 months, and I hope within the 12 months he does enough to, you know, for himself. You know, he wanted to come to Linfield first and foremost, which for me, having been only here as manager for 7 or 8 months, was new, because I'd spoken to players previously and some of the players actually don't want to come to Linfield for whatever reason these days. So I was pleased when a young boy actually said, you know what, I actually want to come and play for Linfield. I want to experience training 3 nights a week. I want to work hard. I want to get better. And he has aspirations, which they all should do at that age, to, you know, go and better himself maybe across the water in a few years' time with the experience and game time here. So I'm pleased we got Cameron Dunn, somebody who I knew from in and around the youth setup. So
And then you knew Sammy Klingon well too?
I knew Sammy and obviously Roy. Again, people are asking the question, are we going to sign all these Northern Ireland boys? I wouldn't imagine so. But one thing that Sammy will give us is he's got a football brain. Yeah, he's not the quickest player across the ground. I never was, and some players just aren't in that nature. But the way Sammy plays the game, he's going to keep the ball for us. He can see a pass, and he can break up play. He'll be influential the way we want to play this year. And again, not only that, it adds competition to the places in there. We've got four or five really good midfielders, but so it adds competition when Sammy's fit, he's ready to go. And again, Roy's obviously been
big,
Roy.
He's big character, big experience, isn't it?
Big character, big man, big experience, big man for the big occasion. So hopefully, again, sometimes you take a chance, and some people are asking the question is, are we going to keep Sammy Klingon fit, or are you going to keep Roy Carroll fit? You know, the other question that we look at as coaches or managers, you know, we're looking at, can you keep Andy Waterworth fit? Can you keep Jamie McGrew fit? Can you keep Paul Smith fit? You know, it's not, you know, you sign players, there's always a danger that you sign anybody, or the players already here get injured. So, you know, the players are fit, they're ready to go, and hopefully they'll make a big impression. And, you know, the Linfield fans they're a demanding lot, I understand that. And, I say, but these are big characters and hopefully good players, a bit of quality. There's no point buying players. There's loads of players in the Irish League that you could probably have a nibble at and probably try and buy, but you look at it in the cold hearted day and you're thinking, would they make Linfield any better? And sometimes it's not always the case.
And all attention is now focused on the 6th of August and Ballinamallard away.
Yeah, no, that's it. And I say, if it is what we have at the minute, say the players have done enough in pre-season, fitness-wise, they'll get a few games leading up into the games, with another couple of friendlies maybe trying to arrange. So we'll see how they go. But as I say, the squad, I think they're in good terms with themselves. I think the first 45 minutes against Dundella the other night was as good as I've seen us over pre-season. And that, it's obviously second half, sort of gets a wee bit more competitive. You make a few substitutions and things change. But if we play, and again, people being a bit sceptical that we are sometimes, people will say, well, it's only Dundella, which it is, and no disrespect to them, we'll play harder opposition. But I thought the way we moved the ball the other night in the first 45 minutes, if we can take that into the next upcoming friendlies and into the league season, you know, I'll be pleased.
And another boost for the club last night, our ladies team won the inaugural Danske Bank NIFL Premiership.
Yeah, no,
it's thanks there.
Yeah, no, say congratulations to Ryan McConville and all the staff, and you know, especially the girls who say this club's steeped in history of winning trophies. And again, the ladies have brought some silverware home, so I'm going to be saying to the boys, there's no pressure next year for us to bring the Gibson Cup home, where hopefully it stays.
But a great achievement to win the league.
Yeah, great achievement. You know, you win the league, you know, people win cups and whatever else throughout the league. If you win the league, you know, over the period of the season, over the length of time of the season, and many games it is, you know, you are the best team, so, you know, deserve it, winners.
All the best for tonight at the Welders and Tully Vallon, and I think it's the Stillery next week.
Yep.
And all the very best, obviously, for the big one on the 6th of August.
Cheers, Andy.